confidence and faith. It is told in the Bible that Abraham declared that Sarah was supposedly his sister, not his wife, because he feared that he would be killed so that she would become obtainable. Since Kabbalah equates the entire world to one person, because the soul was divided into 600,000 parts only in order to simplify the attainment of the ultimate goal, Abraham is regarded as the personification of the faith in us. A wife is permitted only to the husband, as opposed to the sister forbidden only to the brother but not to others. Abraham saw that he himself, or faith, was the only one, or the only quality of human beings, capable of making Sarah the basis of life. He also realized that other men, or other qualities of a person, could harm him, or faith, because they were enthralled by the beauty of Sarah, or by the goal of creation, and by desiring to receive eternal possessions with their own egotistical feelings. For this reason, Abraham declared Sarah, or the goal of creation, as his sister, thus not making her forbidden to other men or to other qualities of a person. Consequently, it is to be understood that until one's correction is complete, one can employ the Kabbalah to one's own advantage. The difference between all the spiritual realms and our world is in the fact that everything belonging to the spiritual realms is a part of the Creator and has assumed the shape of a spiritual ladder required to make the spiritual ascent of human beings easier. Our egotistical world, on the other hand, was never part of the Creator, but was generated from non-existence and will disappear after the ascent of the last soul from our world into the spiritual realm. For this reason, all kinds of human activity passed on from generation to generation, as well as all that is produced from the material of this world, are doomed to vanish. Question: the first creation received the whole light and rejected it so as not to feel ashamed. How can such a state be considered close to the Creator, since an unpleasant sensation is supposed to mean a distancing from the Creator? Answer: in such a spiritual state, the past, the present, and the future merge into one entirety. The creation did not experience the feeling of shame because it decided to reach such a state of unity with the Creator by its own desires, and so it experienced the decision and its consequences at the same time. Confidence and the feeling of lack of danger both result from the effect of the surrounding light and the sensing of the Creator in the present. But since an individual has not yet generated appropriate corrected qualities, the Creator is not sensed as the inner light, but as the surrounding light. Confidence and faith are similar concepts. Faith is the psychological readiness to suffer for a goal. There are no obstacles to a desire other than the lack of patience to exert the needed effort and weariness. Thus, a strong person is the one who possesses the confidence, the patience, and the strength to suffer, while a weak person is the one who feels a lack of tolerance to suffering and gives up at the very onset of pressure exerted by suffering. To attain the perception of the Creator, one requires intellect and strength. It's known that to attain something highly valuable, one needs to put in great effort and to undergo tremendous suffering. The amount of invested effort determines in our eyes the worth of the object that we seek to attain. The degree of one's patience signifies the life strength of that person. Thus, until the age of 40, one is at the peak of one's strength, whereas after that, the life force wanes together with one's capacity to believe in oneself, until the confidence and the faith in oneself disappears completely at the moment of one's exit from this life. Since Kabbalah is the highest wisdom and an eternal acquisition, in contrast to all other acquisitions of this world, it's natural that it demands the greatest efforts because it buys the world rather than something temporary and transitory. Having grasped the Kabbalah, an individual grasps the source of all sciences in their true, completely revealed state. This itself renders a sense of the kind of effort that's needed, since we know how much effort is required to grasp a single science, even in the paltry framework in which we understand it. The truly supernatural strengths needed to grasp the Kabbalah are received from above, and through their help, one gains the needed strength to bear the suffering on the path to grasping the Kabbalah. This is the time when one gains the confidence in oneself and in the life strength necessary to comprehend the Kabbalah by oneself. But it's impossible to overcome all these obstacles without the manifest help of the Creator. The obscured help of the Creator is evident in the fact that the Creator upholds life in every creation. The strength that determines the readiness of an individual for action is known as faith. At the beginning of his path, an individual lacks the capacity to perceive the Creator due to the absence of altruistic qualities. Nonetheless, one begins to feel the existence of a supreme, omnipotent force governing the world, to which one sometimes turns in moments of utter despair. One does so instinctively, in spite of one's anti-religious upbringing and outlook. This special quality of our body is accorded by the Creator so that we could begin to discover Him even from a state of absolute concealment. We observe generations of scientists uncovering the mysteries of nature for us. If mankind would accord a similar effort to the task of perceiving the Creator, He would reveal Himself to us in no lesser degree than the mysteries of nature. In fact, all paths of mankind's search lead mankind through the revelation of the mysteries of nature. But where are the scientists examining the goal of creation? On the contrary, scientists are usually the ones who deny the existence of the highest domain. The reason for this denial lays in the fact that the Creator has bestowed on these people only the ability to reason and the inclination to engage only in material research and innovation. But precisely for this reason, in spite of all sciences, the Creator instills in us an instinctive faith. Nature and the universe appear to us in a way that seems to deny the existence of the higher domain. Thus, a scientist does not possess the natural power of faith. An additional reason for this phenomenon is that society expects material results from a scientist's labor, and he instinctively obeys this inclination. Since the most precious things in this world exist in the smallest quantities and are found only through great effort, and the revelation of the Creator is the most difficult of all discoveries, a scientist naturally tries to avoid failure and does not embark on the task of revealing the Creator. Thus, the only way to bring himself closer to perceiving the Creator is to cultivate in himself the feeling of faith, in spite of the opinion of the multitude. The power of faith is not greater than all the other powers inherent to human nature because all of them result from the light of the Creator. The particular quality that sets the power of faith apart from all the other tendencies of a person is the fact that the power of faith has the potential to bring a person into contact with the Creator. Perceiving the Creator can be compared to attainment of knowledge. At first, a person works on learning and comprehending, and then having achieved that, he begins to employ it. As always, it is difficult at first, but the fruits are reaped only by the one who achieves the final goal, the one who enters the spiritual world. It is at this point that a person gains a boundless pleasure of perceiving the Creator, and consequently acquiring an absolute knowledge of all the worlds and those who inhabit them. The circulation of souls in all time states from the beginning of creation to its end.